Hello and welcome to the OR Gamecast, episode 20, Nick.
20!
20 weeks worth of podcast goodness.
Who would have thought?
Chief never thought, that's who.
No. Chief even, I was talking to Swift the other day, and I was talking about Indiemon, and he already figured I gave up on the whole series.
Oh my god.
He was even surprised I was still doing it.
Oh, man.
So, and it's a podcast even longer, been going on longer than that.
Yeah.
Look at us go.
Let's go. Let's jump right into it. Nick, I'll let you talk
I just
first.
Number 20 podcast. I just had my 200th video.
Oh, wow.
All these two zeros, man.
Something's going to happen. It's the second month, all right? We're in the 20s of February. Yeah. Something's
good.
Good
things do 20, happen to good people.
2015. Something's going on, Nick.
Yeah.
The Mayans are right.
Quinn has a eventful day today, hopefully.
Yeah, I got some stuff going on. It's going to be... Oh, man.
Let's get through it.
Yeah, let's...
Quinn's got a rush.
Let's get through it.
Why.
Let's first talk about your...
Now we can talk about me.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll talk about you.
I set you up perfectly.
Yeah.
Now you're setting me up. Okay, I see.
I just like chronological order, all right? You have it set up where you're always first, all right?
Yeah, true. All right, well, my little spiel this week is I went to the library yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was really nice. And I kind of just want to bring it up that it's not libraries today, because when I was a kid, they just had books, and sometimes they would have a small collection of VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I went into my local library, and they must have had like 10,000 DVDs you can just rent at any time.
Yeah.
For 7 days at a time, free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of them have even video games you can take.
Yeah.
So I kind of just want to mention that instead of running to Redbox or running somewhere or getting even a Netflix DVD subscription, if you're willing to drive to your library, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it's...
The collection they had, I was really shocked. I was like, wow, they have a lot of movies. Way more than Redbox.
Yeah, it's very weird how, libraries have changed over the years. Like you were saying, they just usually had books, right? Like,
right.
Libraries were kind of like the nerdy place no one went because it was, like, out of the way a little bit in its own little
right.
building, and there was only books and maybe a computer or two. But mm-hmm. now they're, like, really, like, they're ahead of what you would think they would be. Like they.
Oh, yeah. Like, even new release movies they
Or
have.
Games, yeah. Like, I've seen PS4 games. I haven't gone, but I've seen people post, like, oh, my God, the library has, like, brand new PS4 games and mm-hmm. all these movies, and they have, like, all these nice computers now, and it's, like, really weird.
Yeah, even that mine unfortunately doesn't have video games, but they have like music CDs, audiobooks. They even have digital formats where you can go on their website and download books right to your Kindle or listen to audiobooks right from your computer.
Oh, wow.
I have to go to the library to do some of this stuff.
That's insane.
So, yeah.
That's like...
Yeah, I really recommend checking out your local library.
Yeah, and the thing about all of it is that it's free.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
It's part of the community and...
Yeah. If you have a job and you're paying taxes, you are paying for
the library,
yeah. to be there, so you might as well get use out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, if all these libraries are becoming so nice, why? Maybe we're paying too much for libraries, Nick. Maybe we got a whole...
I'm just happy I got the rent Lethal Weapon.
Oh. which one? The first one?
Yeah, first one. Yeah. I've actually never seen it.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not, yeah. It's one of those movies that everyone's seen, but I haven't.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to watching it.
There was a kid in my high school named Lethan.
Yeah.
And I just always called him Lethal Weapon 2. That was his nickname.
Were you friends with him, or were you the bully?
I was somewhat the bully. It wasn't really... He was the, he was, like, the tough jock guy.
Okay.
And I was just like... Oh my god, this guy doesn't even know how to, like, add simple, you know, adding things, right? Like, right. He doesn't know his times tables, so he's not gonna understand that Lethal Weapon 2 isn't a compliment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quinn the bully.
Yeah,
over
I was
it makes sense.
The overhead bully notes, you know? I'm hitting
it makes sense
notes.
That you would be a bully.
I'm sorry, Nick, when you cry at night and it's my fault, you know, I'm sorry I don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
I mean, one day you're gonna meet me and punch me in the face and be like, that's for all the times you bullied me, Quinn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, I guess.
It's who I am.
We'll see. We'll see how I feel about it when I'm punching you.
I'll see how I feel about it when I'm 30.
Well, maybe I'll start punching you once we meet up to go to TwitchCon.
Well, I was thinking, okay, I actually had talked to Scott because I was like, did you hear about TwitchCon? And yeah. Thing is, PAX Prime is around that time, you know?
Yep.
So if you were willing to fly out to California for TwitchCon, it might just be more worth it for us both to fly to Seattle and, like, split a room.
Yeah.
And go there.
We'll have to. I want to know the ticket prices of the TwitchCon. I think the PAX Prime is, what, $200 for a ticket or something?
It's $35 fast, per day.
$35? Oh, it's only that much?
Yeah, it's actually really cheap when I...
Oh, I thought it was a lot more.
It's $35 per day, or I think, like, $150 for the entire event or something.
Yeah.
But online, after the fact, when all the tickets are sold out, then people sell, like, the 4 days for $250 to $300.
Oh.
Yeah. People
I will have assholes. To look into it. I wouldn't mind going to either one, actually.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we'll talk about it in the future, but yeah. I just, Scott told me, you know, PAX Prime is around the same dates, and I was like, ah, crap.
I don't know which one would be better or which one I'd rather go to.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that just PAX Prime would be more game-oriented and Twitch would be more stream-oriented.
Yeah, maybe PAX Prime would be better for me, personally.
Yeah, and actually...
stream that much.
Actually, PAX in general is such a good place to meet, like, indie developers. And you could be like, hey, Organized Remains... Hand out your cards.
Yeah, business cards.
Yeah, get it going. Getting all these people like begging to get interviews with the Nick from OR. Get on the podcast, you know? We can do a three-way podcast. Yeah.
Get them on the podcast.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. Yeah. So move on to your stuff. So gotta go. You're going to mention why.
First things first. I'm going to talk about my computer again like I do every week. Okay, I got on my computer this morning.
Yeah.
Because I woke up really early this morning because there was a lot of noise and the dogs were barking like crazy. And I was like, screw it. I see that the person texted me back my interview time. I'm just going to stay awake. All right? I'm going to stay awake and see what happens. I'm going to go play some games. I'm going to go play Counter-Strike. So I got on my computer at 9 in the morning. I got on Counter-Strike. Around 10 minutes into the game, my computer hard crashes.
Great.
And it's a really sad moment, you know. I was actually thinking about this earlier, and I was thinking... You know what? I'm not going to be able to make a video because I can't render anything anymore. And I was thinking, you know what? I should ask Nick if he'll help me out. I'll, like, send him some audio and then, you know, see if he can help me render some stuff.
All right.
And, you know, like, I haven't discussed this with you yet, but...
yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, I have friends that could help me render stuff because I'm unable to. But I was like, yeah, I could just record some gameplay and... You know, send him my audio and it'll be all good, right?
Yeah.
And then I can't even play a game anymore. And that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts really bad. That, like, first thing, it's Counter-Strike. Which I'm like, okay, you know, I don't play Counter-Strike that much. But next thing you know, it's TF2.
And now you know how Chief feels.
And then it's Lethal League. Like, games that don't require much.
He only can do PS4 stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
That's what you're at now.
I'm going to turn into a PS4 guy, and no one's ever going to see me online. But it's getting...
Well, I have a PS4, and Chief has been trying to get us to play with him on the PS4 for a while now. I feel bad. And I'm like, well, where's Quinn? And he's never...
But Man, it really hurt this morning. I was like, I can't record anything. I can't even render anything that I record. Yeah. And now I'm not going to be able to even play games.
You're going to just have to have me record TF2 footage. Bonus decks!
I was guys, freaking out decks. Because I was like, what if Audacity crashes? What if my computer crashes while doing the podcast? Yeah. And then everything's ruined because of it. And I'm still freaking out a little bit. I've
had crap out on me before, and it's not fun.
It's not fun. And
time to get your tax return or go out on the street and panhandle.
Well, yeah,
I lost find a way to get some money and get a computer.
I lost my W-2, so I need to go find that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But
that's not good.
Yeah, so it hurts, man. And I was really scared. I was like, what if I can never talk to Nick again? Because my computer won't turn on anymore.
Don't you forget about me.
Yeah, well. Anyways, moving on to more happy thoughts.
For now.
Yeah, for now. Because I'll talk about this as well, because it's kind of sketchy. Anyways, I have a job interview, like I said, that someone in the morning told me what time I had my job interview at. But it is with a company that I was trying to get an internship last year with. And they were a streaming company. They're a company that goes out and streams for corporations. Now, so it's not games or anything. But it's still cool because it's streaming, right?
Yeah.
And the problem with last year when I was trying to get this internship was the lady who was supposed to hire me on as an intern never returned any of my messages and just stopped talking to me for like an entire year. And then she starts talking to me like about a week ago and she's like, oh, hey, Quinn, I just wanted to touch base a little bit. And I'm like, oh my God, this lady like ditched me last year when I was trying to get a job. And now she's like talking to me again. And she's like, oh, you know, what's going on? How's life? You know, how you doing well in school? You blah, blah, blah.
Desperate.
And yeah, essentially they're probably desperate because
you're in control on this interview. Make them give you more money.
Well, this is the thing. So eventually she says, you know what? I know you were looking for an interview last year. I know you were looking for an internship last year.
Yeah.
How about we just skip the internship and I give you a job here? Is essentially what she was saying. And I was like,
right.
All right, like what?
Yeah, you go to the interview.
Of course I'm gonna go.
Just have confidence in knowing that they sound a little desperate.
But the thing is, are they desperate for someone to pour coffee, or are they desperate for someone to like help run things? Because they don't really know any of my job experience with streaming or anything, which I have none.
Either way, even if you are just pouring coffee, you are gonna go to a movie theater. Printing out tickets for people. That's a big difference. This way, you're actually in the company that streams. On your resume, you can make it look like you actually did stuff there.
That's true. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know what? Either way, like, the movie theater thing, it would have been a good idea because I got to watch free movies, which is good.
But now you don't have to go. You can go to your library.
Oh, that's true. But I could watch movies for free, and it would look good as a film major to have worked at a movie theater, you know? Yeah. Like, oh,
he knows. That's how, what's his name? Oh, why can't I think of a name? Rambo, Rocky, Sylvester Stallone. That's how he started. He worked at a movie theater and he'd point to the posters like, someday I'll be on those posters. And everyone laughed at him.
Well, that could be me, you know?
Yeah.
So I could either go that route and go for Rocky 17 or something.
Right. Yeah.
Or I could go this route and possibly have streaming service on my...
Either way, it's fine.
Yeah, either way, I think it'll be okay. I'm just hoping that the same thing... History doesn't repeat itself this year. Because last year, like I said, they gave me the internship.
Yeah.
And then just never called me back. And I called them, I messaged them, emailed them, text the woman, like everything. And they just never responded. So
people might disagree with this advice I'm about to give you, so don't feel like you have to take it. Right. But maybe you should mention that at the job interview. If they're really considering you, be like, well, how do I know this isn't going to happen again? Which sounds like you shouldn't, because, oh, well, they won't give you a job then. But they sound so desperate that they came back to you a year later. I feel like you could pull it off, you know?
Yeah, that...
Get the, like, the sympathy.
Well, and credit. I think it's just something you need to, like, stand your ground. Like, you can't let people treat
exactly.
you like that.
Yeah, exactly. They pushed you around.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't need this job. I got a good YouTube account. I'm making $1 a month.
Problem is, I'm, like, thinking, like, in the back of my head, like, if this is really awesome, like, if this is an awesome job, and, like, I don't know, like, if it goes somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Then I was like, damn, you know, I might not just want to work for the next couple of months. I might want to go, like, a whole another year working there, because I think it'd be better to have, like, a year or so experience at this place just for future.
And, like, quit college?
Not quit college, but...
Take a class at a time?
Just not, night just class. Not transfer to a different city. Like, just sort of stay where I am, take more courses to just, like, buff up my... I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's
astronomy skills.
Well, I was thinking maybe I'll just take, like, there's a animation program where you can get, like, a 2-year degree at the community college. And I was like, maybe I could just take the animation course and get the degree for that while going to this job and then transfer after a year. But
what would you transfer to? What were you, like, a different degree?
No, I would transfer. So the plan is I'm going to transfer in the fall to a 4-year university. But it would be in a different city, and I wouldn't be able to work at this job. Now, if this job is really good, which it possibly could be, because it, from what I've been told, when they were actually desperate around 6 months ago, where they said, like, basically, hey, we need someone for this job. It is only, like, 3 days long, and you'll make, like, $1,500. And I'm like, oh, wow. All right. That's,
yeah, there you go.
That's some
what they do, though. They didn't contact you.
Well, I said, you know, I have class those days. I'm not going to... I can't skip my, like, 3 midterms to go make some money.
True.
But, like, the thing is, if it's a really well-paying job, if it's fun, if I learn more about how to stream better and stuff in terms of production values... Then
you might get free equipment.
Yeah, and that too. Get free stuff. Get like free, like,
get a bunch of cool. Yeah, I think you're hyping up the job a little bit.
I am.
You should just go to the interview.
Yeah, maybe.
See what happens.
Maybe I'll just go to that first and update you guys next week. But
yeah. I think you're dreaming a little bit with it. Chief, you're going to give me a green screen.
Chief, if they make me a millionaire in the next year, I'll give you a PC, all right, buddy?
Yeah.
God. If I'm famous and head of Twitch by 6 months, you know, I'll get you something cool. I'll give you a t-shirt or something.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to me or are you talking to
I'm talking to you and Chief.
Oh, okay.
I'll get you hats. I'll get you Kappa hats. How about that?
Yeah, Chief will be the most well-recognized moderator of all time.
Yeah. Oh,
I hope
wow.
he's ready
I could,
for that fame.
I could get some, like, special icon. In my chat or something.
Yeah, bonus duck icon.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. That's pretty good. I enjoy that.
Or a breaded chicken. Your little avatar thing.
Let's keep it at bonus ducks.
Oh, okay. I made breaded chicken last week that I told you, but you didn't respond.
I saw it. You said it was pretty good, so.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I didn't.
That was the first time I ever made breaded chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've told you the story, right? Where
right.
I just had breaded chicken and I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I'm going to name myself for this.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Finest creativity in all the land.
Hey, that's how Organized Remains came out. I already told that story.
Yeah, so.
I just saw it on the news. Someone said it.
Just keep your eye out for things. And
yeah, you got to pay attention.
Fame will come to you. You'll get that brand.
Do you want to move to game news?
Yeah, let's just move to game news.
We'll try to keep this short. But the first one is back.
Back to the future.
Back to the future, guys. It's back.
It's back to the back to the future.
Yeah. Batman Arkham Knight gets a mature rating. Now, I talked to Quinn right before this, and we both thought they were always mature ratings on Arkham games.
Yeah, we always but we I thought guess they've that, been teen. We thought that it wasn't really news, like, oh, you know, just we're being updated on the ESRB rating for Batman, but
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, all the games previously have been for teen, so I wonder what it is that actually got the mature rating. I think it probably could be like blood or something and violence.
I don't know. Like, I always figured the other ones were M because they were pretty violent, it seems.
Yeah, but I never...
And dark.
I don't remember blood ever coming up.
That's true.
And I think that's, like, one of the key things is that if there's blood, then it, like, takes a whole different step, you know? Because, like, on, I don't know if you know this about Twitch, but if you show any blood, like, if you get a cut on your hand or something and blood comes up on stream, you're banned. Wow. Like, blood is the next step. Like, it's too much for people. It's
too much for people.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hoping it's not just blood, and I'm hoping for, like, more of a dark story, maybe.
Yeah, like, cool. Like a whole thing on how Harley Quinn has to be nude for 15 minutes or something.
That's an unlockable Quinn rule. You have to 100%.
Only I, Quinn, get to see Harley Quinn.
Right. Quinn has a special Harley Quinn password.
Yeah, I get the day one DLC for free. It's good times.
Now, do you want the Harley Quinn that's been in the games, or do you want the Harley Quinn that's, like, has that full, like, suit? You know what I'm talking about?
Soup?
Suit.
Well, I said nude, so she's not gonna have a suit on.
But their face looks as different in each, like, she has... paint on her face in one of them, doesn't she?
She has paint on her face in most of them. That's like her.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I haven't read any of
that. We can wash her face. How about that?
Quinn can... We can wash her, or you
will
wash
her? Well, I mean, if you want to be involved, you can participate in the washing.
I'll videotape it and make commentary.
All right. Only over the face region. Everything else is mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, while she's fully...
Just, like, her face... Focus on her face, but once in a while, the camera accidentally moves to Quinn's face for a second. It's always like...
I'm drooling. I'm, like, pushing your hands away, like, get away, Nick. It's fine.
Get away.
Yeah, funny.
So that's cool news. We'll see how that works out. And then the next piece of news that I'm excited for is a more realistic Guitar Hero is in development for Xbox One and PS4. Activision just announced this. They're going to give more information at E3. They said they weren't answering any questions about it. They just said more realistic.
Which I think is good. I think that...
It can wait till E3. Just to know it's there.
Yeah, just to know it's there, and definitely since Harmonix has been, like, talking about, you know, a new rock band type thing coming up. And plus, it's been so long since there's been a...
2010, I believe.
Yeah, well, that's like a whole 5 years, Nick. That's a long time. Same with Tony Hawk.
And they're bringing that back, too.
Yeah, so I think it's time, you know, get some musical instruments on the consoles again.
Agreed.
Like, I miss it. Like, I totally miss playing Guitar Hero all the time and just, like, jamming out to your favorite songs and getting all the beats right.
What's your favorite song?
Ooh, I really liked... I don't know. I preferred Guitar Hero 1 over the other Guitar Heroes.
Wow.
Just because, like, not necessarily the songs, because all the songs on most... Like, all the songs... on Guitar Hero and Rock Band were pretty, you know, solid. Like, there was none of...
Yeah.
Like, you always enjoyed the music. Because that was, like, the whole point of the game, like, to play the music. But I liked Rock Band 1 because... Or not Rock Band 1, Guitar Hero 1, because it was just, like, you know, that was the first thing. And all the
I'm
memories.
Just imagining you singing along. I am Iron Man.
No, I would always play, like, I wanna be sedated.
Barking at the moon.
Yeah, it was good time.
All right, shall we move into what we've been playing?
Yeah, well, one more thing. I'm just hoping that Harmonix actually makes the game, so that way there is the Guitar Hero versus Rock Band thing coming up again.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because if it's
I
just
want them both.
Yeah, I want them both because they make each other better, and I'm actually pretty excited now. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know if it makes Guitar Hero better, but it definitely made Rock Band 3 amazing. Well, Guitar Hero, they were making, like, two like a year. Or maybe even three, because they made a DS one as well. They do the DS one, one unfocused on the band, and then a regular Guitar Hero. And, like, I don't know if you played, like, the Van Halen one. It's just...
Oh, yeah,
it's,
well...
It's just meh. They could, like, improve on things.
But I think that was more of, like, when the music genre was kind of fading away, so they were kind of getting desperate. Like, the whole Beatles thing, you know? And
that was awesome.
I mean, it might have been awesome, but it was just, like, they put all their... Put all their eggs or whatever.
Yeah, true. Into... And then they did a Lego one as well.
Oh, right. I saw you. Remember that. I remember your video. Yeah.
Which one?
The Lego Rock Band one.
I didn't make a one just on Lego Rock Band.
Well, you were talking about how Rock Band was really influential to you. And you had Lego Rock Band in the background.
Yes.
So there you go.
Alright, let's move to what we've been playing.
Alright, what have you been playing, Nick?
I'm still playing Zelda Wind Waker. I'm pretty close. I have one temple left, and then I'm going to face Ganon. And I'm still enjoying it, but I am getting worn down from it.
Yeah.
The sailing in it is tiresome, even though I have recently unlocked the fast travel system,
yeah,
which I feel like should have been introduced earlier on in the game, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to search every little island.
Yeah,
I mean, some people do, and that's fine, but shouldn't I want the option to not do it if I don't want to.
I just want to beat the game.
I'll play a straight game, the order. I just want everything in the order,
yeah,
whatever the number is. I just want a 5-hour game.
Oh my god!
No, I think I'm like 15 hours into Zelda, and I think it was gonna take a total of 20 hours. So that's a good decent size.
Yeah.
If it was a lot longer, I don't know if I could do it.
And I think just in terms of games, when they're that long and you've been playing them straight for a while, they can get pretty tiresome. Like, it's not just, even if the game's amazing, it's hard to keep like your stamina and motivation up to play the same thing over and over again.
True.
So,
and then I played Hex Cells, which Quinn actually watched me play this a little bit. It's this like Minesweeper fancy game.
It's like I would say it's a pretty artsy fartsy version of Minesweeper.
I made a video on it, IndieMon, so in a couple weeks you'll see it. But just if it's $2.99, if you like puzzle games like Minesweeper, Sudoku, or whatever, this is right up your alley. You should definitely check this out.
Yeah, and that's a good way to put it, because it did seem like there was that slight Sudoku aspect where you had would tell you how many bombs are in each row.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the third game I played, I only played an hour of this yesterday, is Rex Rocket. It's this indie game, and it is hard. It kind of reminds me of like a Mega Man, but like if Metroid was Mega Man, because you go back and forth like you do in a Metroid type game.
Mm-hmm.
But your character is kind of just like Mega Man. You have a blaster, but you also have different types of blasters and whatnot. And it's all right. I'm not going to say it's amazing like Mega Man is or something, but it's decent. But it is tough. I'm still on this one boss, and I've been working at it for like a half an hour out of the 60 minutes, and I just can't pass it. So
are you thinking you're gonna make an IndieMon out of it, or is it just
I might.
It's not that type of game, or is
just
it?
Because it's hard doesn't mean it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I can still make a video on it. I just might not beat it.
Well, I mean, it just sounds like you're not super interested in it. It sounds like you're kind of just I've seen it before so many times that it's
yeah, I probably fade out of it, but it still can make a video, I feel like.
I don't know. Don't push it.
IndieMons, I don't have to beat, because it's not a review.
Yeah.
If it's a review, I feel like I have to beat it or come really close or do something where I feel like I got all the game I wanted. IndieMon is just really recommending stuff in some videos. Actually, IndieMon can be anything that's indie.
Yeah.
I could do an indie movie if I wanted to.
Ooh, indie game. That might be a good thing to IndieMon.
Wait, what?
Indie game the movie.
Oh. Yeah. It could work.
I don't know if you are allowed to show any of it.
Right. And I just have to put a picture up.
just show me talking pictures of Ed McMillan. Yeah. And
Team Meech. So what have you been playing? The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, right? I put the Usual Suspects down just so I don't have to list
the
them.
The movie?
No, not the movie. The movie is good. I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, the movie's awesome.
But wait, actually, who's the? Oh, never mind.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey. It's weird how far his career has come. You know.
How is it weird? He's a good actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor, but it's like. You don't really see him in movies so much anymore. Like, he's in House of Cards. He's in Call of Duty. But, you know, I thought he was a really good movie actor. You know?
I don't know. He's Usual Suspects, American Beauty. He was in The Negotiator.
Rain Man.
Movie. Rain Man. I don't remember him in Rain Man.
He wasn't, but he kind of looks like that guy. I forgot his name.
Tom Cruise?
No, the other one. The Rain
Dustin
Man.
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, a little bit. He looks kind of like Dustin Hoffman a little bit. they have the same like nose or eyes or something.
I don't know where you're getting this,
I don't know. I just
same.
I connected the dots.
I don't think you know who Dustin Hoffman
is. I do.
Is.
I've seen Rain Man. All right.
I've seen Rain Man. That's enough. I know his career.
I know who he is.
You really need to watch The Graduate if you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. People.
That is a class. That...
A lot of people have recommended that.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
Anyways.
Every college person needs to see it.
So, The Usual Suspects, not the movie. I'm that was more of just like TF2, Don't Starve, whatever else, Hearthstone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was an actual game.
No. That was just me not wanting to list like 7 games on there. But
because we did play Lethal League and Dark Souls.
Oh, that was another one I was going to put. So Lethal League, I was going to talk about Lethal League and I guess Dark Souls because we did stream it and we did play them. And they were just fun. You know, I haven't played Lethal League in a while. And it was nice to be able to play with Nick.
We need
and...
to make a highlight of that pink box video.
Oh, yeah. I was looking into it. But like I said, there was some... The audio, it always messes up or something. We need to get on that.
We got to record it.
That's
can't
too.
Rely on Twitch.
Yeah, that too. I was like, I need to figure out a way where we can get like super high quality recorded version so that I could just edit that and make that a highlight rather than like produce really crappy highlights from Twitch. Either way, I can't do that now because my computer would just explode. Yeah. But it was really fun and it was a good time playing with Skolan and you and Salty Sombrero, who just destroyed all of us. And then playing with Nick and you on Dark Souls 2 was really fun. And Nick has been asking us so much.
Oh, yeah, he asked me today.
Yeah, he asked me this morning as well. Like, I didn't even... I just got on Steam. He's like, Dark Souls? We playing Dark Souls today? And I was like, oh, darn. I have this job interview, man. I'm sorry. We got to do the podcast. I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but we'll play it. I want to play.
I feel bad turning people down, but the people got to understand, like, Quinn and I playing a game is hard enough.
Yeah, like, just...
Getting a third person is... Even harder.
Like, have you seen the stream schedule? There is none. All right, we just go when we have the time and we're both there.
Yeah,
it's pretty rough. All right, we have lives to a degree. But
I work on stuff alone. I got like all my writing. I can't do that with other people talking to me and whatnot.
Yeah,
so I kind of have to like shut off this outside world sometimes.
Yeah, like making a video, that's like a one-man process. You can't have people in the background when you're trying to listen to yourself talk.
Right.
You know, there's like a lot of things people don't think about because they're just having their fun playing games, not worrying about all this stuff like stream audio and video production.
Sometimes we gotta log off Steam just to record footage because too many people are just popping up with notifications, you know?
Yeah. I know that. I don't
hate them. I just, when you're trying to record footage and working on something, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
So don't feel, if we're saying no to playing every day, don't feel bad, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Chief, you don't know what we're talking about because you can't really play with us anyways, except on PS4, but, you know. Nick, if
he really wants us to play,
Infamous, or,
No, not, the
Injustice.
Game.
Yeah.
Those aren't my type of games, so I'll only play for like a half an
hour. And when I streamed it, it was just like, we all just kept getting beat. And I was like, this is not that fun. You know, I don't know how to play this game.
Hopefully next month's PS Plus stuff is multiplayer and fun.
Yeah, hopefully we get some more cool things going on here.
Yep.
But the real game I wanted to talk about is Hand of Fate.
All
right. Now, I bought this game right after we streamed Dark Souls 2 or Lethal League or something. And I was talking about it in the stream, how I wanted to play it, and I was thinking about streaming it, but it's really boring to watch, so I couldn't stream it. And it's really... Oh, man, it's addicting. Even though I only have 3 hours in it, it feels like I've spent, like, a week just, like, playing this game. And the reason why that is, it's just, like... The entire game takes place just you seated in front of, like, this fortune teller. And they're just, like... I don't even know how to explain this because it's really complicated. The game is like several different genres in one, but he's essentially like, do you want to tempt fate and try and change your destiny or whatever? And he taunts you all the time. Even when the game's not being played and you're just on the menu screen, he's like, he's throwing the cards all magically and they're all like floating around him. And he's like, do you want to tempt fate? Are you in for another game? Like, you know, you're just wasting my time if you're not gonna, you know, play here. And I'm like, God damn it, this is like a gambling addiction or something. Like, so
it kind of reminds me of Zoltar from the movie Big.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? The Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it talked, though.
No, I don't think it
did. But that's what I'm imagining the thing looks like.
It kind of. Except it looks more like a ninja person? I don't even know. Anyways, yeah. It's...
So you recommend it.
I recommend... The thing is, it's very...
If you're in the card games,
right? It's not a card game, though. It's a card game... Okay, instead of having a typical inventory system in an RPG, you collect cards, which are your inventory, okay?
Okay.
And at the same... So the game is based off of... You pick which items from your entire inventory... You want to be shuffled into the random encounters. So you start off with nothing. And you have to traverse these levels, which are made up of cards. And they'll have random encounters on it. So you'll have to... you'll have to fight this horde of lizard men off or something. Oh, you land on this card and some like kind guy gives you a shield because he sees you have nothing. Or this maiden gives you a blessing. And ups your stamina or whatever. And, like, there's a shop over there and all. It's crazy. It's like an RPG.
How much is this?
It is $20. It's probably not $20 anymore. I think it went up to $25.
Ouch.
But, I don't know. I've been waiting for this for a while, so I'm pretty excited about it.
You think it's worth the $25, though? For a person that's not excited for it?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Like, what should they wait for? $10?
Yeah, I would do $10. Like, for me, it was actually after playing it for as long as I have, and realizing I've only gotten 3 hours out of it, I'm kind of like, wow. You know, usually the like conversion factor is I get at least an hour out of every dollar I spend, or maybe 2 hours. No, not 2 hours, but at least $1 to $1.50 for every hour of enjoyment in a game. You know.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go spend $60 on a brand new game unless I'm going to at least get 100 hours out of it. That type of thinking. And so I spent $20 on it. I'm like, I've only played 3 hours and I'm halfway through the game. Is this going to end at like the 7 hour mark or something? Like, I don't know how it's feel about that. And it doesn't seem there's like that much replayability unless you, in the later levels, it gets a lot more complicated, which it might. But I'm just like, oh man, there might not be all that much game in this game.
I hear you. Like, I want to play the new Kirby game that just came out, but it's $40 and it's only an 8-hour campaign.
Yeah.
So it still looks really fun, but I don't
want to spend $40. But not for that price tag, yeah.
Even though I would sell it afterwards and make back most of it, so I'd end up losing $10 to $15 maybe. Still, for 8 hours, I guess it's not that bad, but...
Yeah, but I mean...
I got so many other games.
Yeah, especially, like, on Steam, when you have, like, so many games, and you can get games for so cheap, like, Lethal League is, like, $6 now or something, or it was on sale for, like, $6 or something a while ago, and like, I've put almost 100 hours in that game. I'm like, for $6 and 100 hours of enjoyment, like, damn, I could get, like, a lot of these type of games and never really have to spend that much money instead of, like, buying a $60 game and putting maybe 15 hours into it, you know?
I think I gotta look at, like, that type of thing, like, add the hours I spend making a video on it. Like, if I did a review on Kirby, it'd probably take me an hour or two to write up a review, record my voice, and then make it into a video. So maybe that I should count that into it, make myself feel better.
Yeah. So.
So. All right, well, we'll come back to it next week, see if you played any more.
Yeah, hopefully I get...
See if you beat it.
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully I haven't beaten it, because hopefully there's a lot more game in it.
Yeah. All right, you ready for the random
topic? Yeah, let's get into the random topic here.
So this new restaurant, this Pac-Man-themed restaurant opened up in... Chicago, I think it was.
Yeah, Chicago.
And we were looking at pictures, and it didn't really seem Pac-Man themed, but that's not the random topic. Random topic is, would you hang out at a video game themed restaurant or bar if you're old enough?
Do you want to talk about this, or do you want me to start?
I think I would, unless it was in, like, a really shady part of town. And, like, it looked nice. Like, this Pac-Man bar, I'm looking at the picture, and it looks really nice in there.
Well, yeah, this is the, like, the first thing I think of is just, like, this bar doesn't look like a Pac-Man bar. Like, you don't think of it as, oh, yeah, this is Pac-Man themed. It's more of, this is, like, some cool place that has some Pac-Man arcade machines and some, like, Pac-Man art on the walls. And it's not, like, super standout-y. It's not like they painted yellow and red and, like...
Yeah.
It's very, like, minimal, woody. Simple, and...
Has wood floors, wood tables, wood siding, wood roof.
Yeah, it just looks like a nice restaurant, to be honest. But
the question is, if it was more Pac-Man themed, like, there's Pac-Man everywhere, would you still go there?
See, that's the thing I was thinking about. Like, if they... totally, like, Japanese'd it up, like, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, if made it, like, a Pac-Man theme, like, ride, like, the restaurant
was... Like, all the glasses are Pac-Man heads.
Yeah, like, if they went...
drink out of...
If they went all out, and you're, like, sitting on Pac-Man's mouth or something.
Right.
Like, and it gets really to that point where it's just really weird. But if you're a Pac-Man fan, it's like, whoa, you know?
That was my next question. What if they made a Dark Souls or a Lethal League bar?
Yeah, I would not attend. Like, to be honest. Oh,
even if it was Dark Souls?
Yeah. Who the heck? Like, Dark Souls is like a bunch of old, decrepit, like, monster beings. Like, what are they gonna do? Have, like, the waitresses act all dead and stuff?
What about a Nintendo themed? It's more, like, family friendly, and you know the characters, so it's a bunch of characters.
Well, here's the thing, like, I think this I don't even, like, honestly, I don't want to call this Pac-Man themed restaurant, because it looks really nice and it doesn't look like really crap.
Yeah,
but, like, if it was like this, it wouldn't really matter what game it was. I would probably still go if I knew what the game is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I knew of the game and this restaurant looked nice and served nice food and didn't really shove that game down your throat,
yeah,
then why not go try it out, you know?
Well, what do you think the best game would be, though, to make a bar after? Or a restaurant?
Honestly, I don't think this Pac-Man one looks all that bad. Like, I think it would
It's nice looking.
I think it would more be which game has aesthetic value versus, which game has the most, you know, nostalgia value. Like,
I think I'm going to have to put this picture up in the podcast preview.
Yeah.
So people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. But, the only thing I'm thinking of is just, like, you have to keep it very minimal. You can't have... I wouldn't put, like, a Zelda up there, necessarily, unless you're doing, like, 8-bit Zelda.
Okay, so too much is too much, and too little is just a bar.
Yeah, like, I think, especially, just, like, in terms of what game, though, I don't think any real 3D high-definition game would work out, really. Like, you're not gonna
put... a Tetris bar? That could be
cool. Oh, that'd be really... Cool. That'd be cool. That, and, like, you wouldn't really need characters. You just have, like...
blocks,
geometric shapes, which is, you know, fits
actually,
well.
A Tetris bar, like, you could sit on, like, the L shape.
Yeah.
The L shapes are, like, bar stools or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. Except I don't know if you would want to go that in depth, you know.
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't...
Just an idea.
I wouldn't do L-shaped stools and then paint them as L-shaped blocks. Like, maybe just L-shaped stools and just keep them wood or something.
Oh, see, I'm thinking of, like, a neon see-through thing where lights are coming out.
Oh, you're going all out, then.
I'm going all out.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work out, because then you'd get the weirdos coming to that bar, you know?
Well, the L is the skinny parts on the bottom, and then the longer part is on top.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Okay. And I don't know what you mean by weirdos, but...
No, I'm just saying, like, when you have a bunch of neon lighting in a bar, like, you're gonna have the weird people going to that bar, you know?
Are you trying to say gay people?
No. I'm trying to say, like, you're gonna have the people who, like, super techno, 8-bit.
See, I would be fine with that. I think that'd be cool.
I just think...
Have, like, techno bar thing going on.
And then they're serving you, you know, lion block fries. You know, lion block french fries. I wouldn't be into that. I'd be like, oh, goddamn. Like,
yeah.
I get it. It's Tetris. It just put a Tetris machine in the corner. Like that. You would like
I'd
that?
I'd like that. Yeah.
So you do like the shoving it down your throat type of thing.
I think I do. Unless it's a game I'm not too fond of. Like, oh, man. Like, I wouldn't go to, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a Japanese anime type game that's not a TV show.
Final Fantasy.
Persona. Maybe, like, a Persona type bar I wouldn't be able to.
Well,
it would be too much for me.
I'm thinking.
But Tetris, not too much for me.
The majority of these themed places are 8-bit games. Or,
true.
Like, they're older games. They're not really newer games. But let's take this Chicago Eater restaurant, right? Which is the Pac-Man themed bar restaurant. Okay. And if they Pac-Man'd this place to hell,
yeah,
would you enjoy that more, or would you like this?
I think they could pull it off.
But would it make it more attractive to you if they Pac-Man'd it to hell? Like Pac-Man yes. mugs and...
Oh, yeah.
You would enjoy
if it was
more.
Really, yeah, if it was really cheesy, like people in Pac-Man costumes running up to me and pretending to gobble me up, I'd be a little like, okay, that's a little too much. But if I'm drinking out of, like, a Pac-Man mug, that'd be awesome.
Oh, my
The God. Mugs I have... Not mugs. I have beer glasses here, pint glasses that have, like, Mario on it and whatnot.
No, they have women on
They have women dressed
let's
up
clarify,
as
clarify, it's
Luigi
not Mario. It's like, cosplayed women. All right?
Not real women, like drawings of women. Like
you got it.
What do they call that old-fashioned pinup?
Yeah, it's like pinup Mario women and Luigi.
I think it's cool. I think it's badass.
I think you got it for the women and the Mario.
Well, yeah. And Mario. Yeah. If it was just a woman, I wouldn't have gotten
it. And if it was just Mario, I don't know if you would have gotten it either. But the combination,
I might have. I got a really good deal on it. I think I only paid $5 for a set of four.
Was that you just got it for the deal? Oh, man.
I got it because we didn't have pint glasses.
Well, I'm just saying, for me, I prefer this Chicago, like, the style they're going for versus Pac-Man mugs.
I would be fine eating at this place, but I'd also be fine with the other thing, so. Yeah. But I would like more Pac-Man in this.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I wouldn't call it, like, a themed bar, for sure. Right. I would just say they have, like, influences from Pac-Man, but it's not really a Pac-Man theme, so that's for sure.
Well, let us know what you guys want to rest.
Yeah, Chief, you've never been in a bar, so tell us.
I've never really sat down at a bar either.
I don't think
normal
people do that, unless you're, like, really desperate for something.
I don't know about that. I have plenty of people I know that sat at bars before.
But would you call them normal, Nick?
You don't have any friends besides me that are older than 23.
Why 23?
Because that's the age where people start sitting down at bars.
Oh, wow. I thought it was like 57 after your midlife
crisis.
You're
thinking of the one weird guy hitting on, like, going up to all the women and being like, eh.
Wow, that's the best pickup line I've ever heard.
I got it from the best.
Yeah.
You gotta come home and play Pac-Man.
I'm gonna play with your Mrs. Pac-Man.
Gobble gobble.
Oh God.
All right, let's end this. You got to go to an interview.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
OrganizedRemains.com, OrganizedRemains on YouTube, OrganizedRemain, no S on Twitter, and Twitch OrganizedRemains.
At BreadChicken _ twitch.tv/MrBreadChicken, twitch.tv/QuintosGaming. You go to that one instead of the other one. Mr. BreadChicken on YouTube. And I guess there's only one thing left to say, Nick.
Yeah. See ya, freaks.
See you later, people. Because I don't call you freaks because you're
bad, Quinn.
See ya, freaks!